Hey, Tom, you might be aware that we are in the midst of somewhat of a contested election here, still counting the votes. The Federal Election Commission is actually set to be revived after being sidelined during the most expensive election in history. To help us kind of parse through this, we welcome Ken Doyle, Bloomberg Government Campaign Finance Reporter. So, Ken, talk to us a little bit about what's going on with this Federal Election Commission. It seems like it should be front and center on what has become perhaps more of a contested election than it really should have been.
Yeah, this is really a typical Washington story, isn't it? We have a watchdog agency that is being revived, woken up after the election is over. This is the agency that's supposed to enforce campaign finance laws, and we had an election where there was $14 billion spent to elect a president and members of Congress. And there was basically, no regulation during the 2020 election. It was a complete Wild West scenario. And now, you know, as in the final days of the Trump administration, as they're filling vacancies that have been open for years and basically hamstringing an incoming Biden administration in a lot of areas, this is another example where the FEC, which has hundreds of pending cases that it's going to have to go through now, will be populated by appointees of President Trump. And another factor is that Trump, many of these enforcement cases involve Trump and his campaign. So this is, as I say, part of a larger pattern where Trump is trying to fill these vacancies as he's going out the door and will limit the options of the Biden administration and protect himself in certain ways.
So does this Federal Election Commission, does it have congressional oversight? And if so, where was Congress during all of this?
Yeah, that's the point, right? That it does have congressional oversight, and it does what Congress basically wants it to do, which is, it regulates Congress, essentially. It regulates candidates for Congress as well as candidates for president, and they don't want a strong regulator. So there were these vacancies in there during the campaign, and then, once it has to sort out afterwards what happens, they don't want anything too severe happening to anybody. So there's likely to be a continuing deadlock.
Civics 101. These guys are not worrying about counting ballots here or there or anywhere, and it's about campaign finance, right?
Yes, exactly. This is the agency that regulates money.
Okay, great. What do they do about PACs? PACs on the right, PACs on the left, stand up, sit down, fight. What do they do about dollar PAC organizations?
Yes, they didn't do anything because they didn't have a quorum. They had these three vacancies on a six-member commission, so they could do nothing but collect the complaints about PACs, of which there were very many. Because these are organizations that collect unlimited amounts of money, but they're not supposed to coordinate with candidates. A lot of their contributors are secret, even though there are transparency rules. There are many ways that they could have done something, but effectively, they did not because they were just out
okay.
of business.
Okay. Here's a really difficult question. Who wants these guys to succeed?
I guess I would say to that, we all should want them to succeed if we want to have an honest government, right? I mean, that's the point here is that there's a potential for corruption if there's money going to candidates, and the point of these laws is to try and guard against corruption. The problem is that these are laws that were put in place after Watergate, 50 years ago now, and they have never been updated since then, and the system has become very ossified and ineffective. Yeah. So that's part of the point here. But these people will be likely confirmed by the Senate soon, and we'll see what happens. We'll see if they will be doing something rather than nothing, which is probably a good thing. But in terms of effectiveness, the candidates don't want to be regulated, but other people probably should want them to have somebody watching what they're doing.
Ken, it's funny. That's what they said at the 4 a.m. meeting today. I'm ossified and ineffective. Ken Doyle, thank you so much. Greatly appreciated on FEC, the Federal Election Commission.